This is a previously recorded episode. This show is broadcasting live from Detroit Sound Studios above Activate Gaming and is part of the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Tell me you love me. I need a good laugh. I'm holy water. You need a good bath. Whiskey and perfume. You had a nightcap. Now how about that? I've got a new friend, a perfect stranger. He's got a bullet with your name in the chamber. I'm body organ, rearranger. You feel my danger. This I'm a bitch, gets less for all your excuses keep coming faster. But your mouth cannot run my blaster. This time a bitch gets the last word. This time a bitch gets the last word. Don't try to lie. Against the office door. Now every memory's a lie you were telling. You go off the victim and I go off the felon. This time a bitch gets the last word. All your excuses keep coming faster. But your mouth cannot run my blaster. This time a bitch gets the last word. This time a bitch gets the last word. Don't try to lie cause I know your passwords. Now here's your violin.
Time. Welcome to the Nooner Show. I'm Jay Dubs.
And I'm Denise Brennan Nelson.
And we're broadcasting live from PodcastDetroit.com from the Detroit Sound Studios above Activate Gaming in fabulous Ferndale, Michigan. And it's hump day.
Happy hump day. It's Wednesday. But it's, again, we have this talk.
We've had a talk. We've had many talks.
It's not really hump day if it's the week of a holiday.
Oh, it is
it?
Too. Yeah.
Really? Okay. Everybody that's in the room, raise your hand if you feel like you need Wednesdays, you know, you need to get over the hump.
They have no idea what you're talking about. They're still trying to wake up. They're college kids.
Okay.
They're,
well, we should tell our listeners that we have seven, young adults here from the ages of 17 to 20. And, right, they're all still kind of sleeping because this is pretty early. Noon is kind of early for college kids, right?
It is. Yeah. College kids and musicians.
Yeah, that's true. We've got both. We've got a really full house today.
We do.
We're sharing microphones and headphones and all of that. So we're excited. This is our Friends and Family Day.
I know.
Christmas.
Right.
Yeah. Have a merry little Christmas. So that's what Christmas is all about, right?
Friends so what kind of time is it then?
Well, we talked about that last week, that in some cultures, they don't say, what time is it?
They don't?
No, they talk about what kind of time it is.
Right.
So we're going to put this out here to our audience here. What kind of time is this for you? It's not noon. It's what kind of time? Come on, JP.
Come on. John Paul?
What kind of time is, like, you know, what would you normally be doing if you weren't here with us today? What kind of time would this be for you?
Sleep time.
Sleep. Absolutely.
Sleep time. Sleep time.
Right. Well, guess what? You're not sleeping on our show.
And if we catch you, we're going to throw fortune cookies at you.
It's Christmas time.
That's
Come on,
right.
people.
It's fun time. It's family time.
La, 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 la.
It's not singing time for you, Denise.
No.
It's not that time.
It's always singing time for Denise.
Thank you.
Yeah, okay.
Now,
don't encourage her, please.
You're in for a treat today because JP and Rocky are going to be singing for us.
Yes.
And
not Christmas carols, though.
His warm-up brought tears to my eyes. So it's beautiful. Yeah. Everybody agree?
Everything brings tears to your eyes.
Yeah. Well, not everything.
You're
but
just an emotional.
I'm an emotional being. Mm. All right. So happy solstice.
Oh.
Yeah.
What'd
you do to celebrate solstice? You know, our winter solstice just happened.
Yeah. When was that?
It was the 21st. I think it was like at midnight, you know, 11 something on the 21st.
Oh.
Going into the 22nd.
Right, right.
Yes.
Actually, we had our parlor party that day.
You did?
Yeah, we did.
Oh, so you were celebrating the winter solstice.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
And you know solstice, smart Alec, you know solstice in Latin means sun standing still. I know you knew that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did. We talked about it. I tied it into the presentation, awards presentation.
Yes, you did. You said happy solstice.
No, but you know what? This is really bad. I didn't quite understand why on Facebook, because, you know, I'm still learning Facebook because I do have a Facebook. You don't. But why everybody was celebrating the shortest, like it's for short people, the holiday for short people. And, of course, I was liking it all, not having no idea what they were talking about.
Yeah, well,
I thought, wow, we have a holiday for that?
Shortest day of the year. But we're on the upswing.
I know.
What we're celebrating is the fact that our days are now going to start getting longer. We get like a minute to 2 minutes, or roughly.
So there will be no excuse for us not to get our stuff done,
right?
Denise, right?
We have an extra minute in the day.
You got it.
Woo!
That minute makes a big difference.
Well, but I do want to share with you, because my sister Ellen, who knows everything much more than I know, she's the one that said to me, what are you doing to celebrate winter solstice? And I'm like, huh? And I said, drinking a beer. And she said, I said, what are you doing? And she told me what she does. She has her children. She has two kids, 12 and 8. She has them write down one idea or hope. No, I'm sorry, one thought or habit that they want to let go of. And then she has them write down one thing that they want to embrace in the coming year. And they burn the let-goes, and they keep the ones that they want to embrace.
Oh, that is really cool.
They do that every solstice. Yes.
That's really cool. What do they do for New Year's?
That's a great question, and I'll ask her.
I bet it's something good.
I'll ask her that.
That is really cool.
I'll ask her that question in that extra minute I get.
There you go. Yeah, don't spend the whole minute asking. Okay? Do it in like 10 seconds
I have to wrap your present in the other half a minute that I have.
I told you. We're not going to go there
now. No, I know. I'm just joking.
Okay.
So let me ask the audience this, our studio audience this.
Yes.
What is one thing that you want to embrace this year and one thing that you want to let go? Come on. You're not
this
quiet.
Not all at once.
Right.
I want to let go of the grades I got in my finals.
Okay, that was Allie's patter, by the way.
Hopefully Allie's parents aren't listening to me, right?
I hope not.
Because they might be letting go of all your Christmas presents after hearing that.
She wants to let go of the grades. And what's one thing you want to embrace?
Probably just getting into nursing school.
Oh,
that's a great thing to embrace.
All right. I second that.
Yes.
So what Ellen, my sister, does is she has her kids write these things down, and then they burn the let goes. Did I say that already?
Yep.
Because we're going to have a burning ceremony after this.
Yeah. I think we should get approval from Dave though if we start a little fire in here. Okay.
Anybody
just got
else?
These beautiful chairs.
Olivia is over there in the corner. Is there? What do you want to embrace this year, honey?
Graduation.
Oh, yeah.
She's a senior.
That's right. It's Central.
I know. Mm-hmm. We've kind of got the whole state of Michigan covered here
today.
We do? Well, yep. Tess, where are you?
I'm from Northern Michigan.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm at Michigan State.
Ooh,
okay.
Go
and
State?
That's Aaron Hamilton. So we've got Tess that's at Northern. Mm-hmm. We've got Aaron that's at Michigan State.
All right. Mm-hmm.
I'm Allie and I go to Grand Valley.
Okay.
I'm Rachel and I go to Spring Arbor.
Wow.
And over in the corner we have
Olivia.
Yes.
Central.
Central. So.
And John Paul.
And then John Paul.
Lapeer High School.
Okay. So, yeah, we have six girls and a guy here today. Like yeah. two men in a truck, only six girls and two a guy. Well, more than six girls because we're girls, right?
We're old ladies.
Can we be? Oh, okay. Yeah. I had a feeling
we
you were going to say that. So happy solstice. Merry yes. Christmas. Yes. All sorts of great things. You right. know, I have already started thinking for our show next week. I know we have a great show next week, but I want to talk about our favorite moments of the Nooner Show in 2015. And I've already started thinking of mine. I've made a
list.
Are
we going to talk about this next week?
We're going to talk about next week, but I just wanted to give you a little warm-up so you could start thinking about it. And my favorite memory of all time, and yes. I'll share the rest of them next week, so you have that to look
okay.
forward to.
Go ahead.
My favorite moment, it was in August, on August 20th, when you turned to me and said,
oh, gosh.
You're brilliant.
I don't remember saying that.
You did. I wrote it down in my journal.
Really? Was that before or after the sip on this? It had to be after. No. You are brilliant, though.
Oh, see? Now no, this is going to be my second favorite moment.
Seriously, you are brilliant.
Well, you are, too. You shine.
Okay, so I need to. I don't remember you ever saying anything like that to me, though. Mm.
Well, I'll bring my journal next week because I have said a lot of things. Maybe I just forgot to say them to you.
Usually I think you're criticizing me or...
No, I've said what a great mom you are, what a great cook you are, what a great wife you are. And
that's all a bunch of BS. Any of that stuff.
All right, well, tell everybody who we have on next week.
Oh, next week. Well, first of all, we have our good buddy Stone Perkins joining
Stone
us.
Stone Perkins. Yeah.
He's joining us next week.
So he's still a friend of ours?
I hope so.
Okay.
I hope so.
Oh, good. I keep meaning to reach out to him and make sure that he's, you know... Still listening.
Yeah, no, he's going to be on the show next week with us, and he's going to interview Charlie Hune from Foghat next week, so that's going to be a lot of fun.
That's going to be fun, and all of the our audience today, come on, we got 17 to 20-year-olds here. You know who Foghat is, right?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
For sure. You do?
Yeah.
Woo!
All right, so Jackie and I thought about this, and we thought if you can name, well, should we just do three songs of Foghat?
Yeah.
If you can name three songs of Foghat, we'll give you, we'll give you a ride home.
Yes. I was going to say, there she goes with her empty promises.
Well, no,
I'm
going
to take you to the mall. I'm going to take you to Somerset. Jess, did she ever take you to Somerset?
Did she ever take you
to Somerset yet? Right, wait, no.
No, so you owe me big time. Yes.
Foghat. Well, all right. Come on.
Three songs.
Can anybody think of one?
Oh, I got one.
What?
My Babe.
Aaron Hamilton comes up with My Babe.
Wow. Oh, yeah. That's Woo. Michigan State right there.
Oh, yeah. There you go. Who else has one?
You Bangy Stomp.
You what?
What?
You Bangy.
I don't know that one.
Yeah. Well, that would be
your daughter that would say that, Denise. Yeah.
That was Tess Weatherly.
Nice one.
No, I'm just kidding. No, that really is a Foghat song.
Really?
Yes. You bangy. I think that's how you say it. You bangy stomp, right?
Yeah, that's how you say it.
Good job. Way to do your homework, honey. All right, who else has one?
Come on, John Paul.
Come on, John Paul. You're a musician.
Hello?
Starts with Fool.
Oh, Slow Ride's a good one.
Oh, yay! And Fool for a...
City.
There we go. Wow.
All right. Well, good. We're glad you're here this week because we won't have you guys next week. Okay. But you did really well.
Yeah. Yes, you did really well. But that will be a fun show. I'm looking forward to that.
I know.
So, all right. Well, you know what I think we need to do? We've been bantering enough. Why don't we
get
some songs? Don't you think we should have John Paul sing? All right.
Yeah. For sure.
All right. So, and we should say that someone else just joined us.
Oh, Rocky Valous.
Beautiful, talented singer of our theme song.
She's on the musician time schedule.
Sorry. It's okay. I'm technically early for musician time. By like 15 minutes at least.
We're just glad you graced us with your presence.
Thank you for being here.
Rocky, no, seriously. All right. Well, do you guys want to sing?
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
It's what are you going to sing? Or Denise. So.
Well, I mean, I guess I'll take Denise on that one. Then.
Woo! You can, yeah. Never mind.
Are you singing together or separate or what's going
on?
Well,
whatever he wants to do, I don't care.
Well, we don't have all day, guys.
Why don't we sing what you were warming up earlier? Don't you think?
Yeah. All right, let's go.
I'll sing Hallelujah.
All right, there you go. In light of Christmas.
I heard there was a secret chord that David played in it. Please, Lord, but you don't really care for music, do you? It goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, and the major lift. The baffled king composing hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Needed proof. You saw her bathing on the roof. Her beauty in the moonlight overthrew you, but tied you to the kitchen chair. She broke your throne and she cut your hair. And from your lips she drew the hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I know this room and I've walked this floor. I used to live alone before I knew ya. Well, I've seen your flag on the marble arch. And love is not a victory march. It's a cold and it's a broken. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Well, there was a time when you let me know what's really going on below, but now you never show that to me, do ya? But remember when I moved in you, and the holy dove was moving too, and every breath we drew was hallelujah, hallelujah.
Wow! I'm speechless.
Really? Can you sing again, please?
Oh, wow. John Paul! Wow!
Thank you.
You have the most talented family.
Hey!
Wow!
I'm here. Oh, sorry, Rach.
You're right. Sorry, Rach. I do need to write that down. That was a compliment.
Oh, that's just amazing. Wow.
Yeah, that was great.
And, you know, and my dad keeps saying this, that the older I get, the more I appreciate listening to it live.
Oh, yeah.
It affects you differently than hearing it on the radio.
Right.
And that was beautiful. Thank you. We're going to have a couple more songs, aren't we? Rocky, you're going to be singing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. You're going to sing a duet, I hope. All right. You guys talk about that while we... Yeah. So, yeah, that was amazing. Well, thank you. All right. Well, I have a couple of trivia questions. Anybody up for a trivia game? Yeah.
Yes. Rachel, is this what it's like at your house?
Oh, all the time.
Everything's a game all the time.
It's
you
Christmas
start with
time.
Breakfast. It's you do this every time I see you. It's
yes,
not,
but
it's
this is all
Christmas
trivia.
Well, I'm sure it is.
All right. Well, you want to play?
No, I'll listen. You made me play last time.
All right, let me see if we can, you know, we're going to test the knowledge of our young crowd here. Okay. You ready? How many reindeer did Santa have?
Eight.
All right. Name them.
Rudolph, you know
Dancer. Dasher, Dancer, Prancer, Vixen.
Comet,
Cupid, Donner, Blitzen.
Whoa!
Wow!
That mostly was Aaron.
That's
all right,
great.
Here's a. This one's a little easier. What were the name of the three wise men?
Oh, I know that.
Jackie, Denise.
No, Bob,
Jessica.
John, Paul, and Bob. I mean.
Okay.
Never mind.
What were they?
Does anyone know?
No,
I don't know.
They did have names, which I didn't.
What are they?
I don't know.
So wait, you just pulled the questions out? And you
I
look
knew
up the
no
answers?
One would know that one, so I didn't want to sound too smart.
In other words, you did look up the answer, so you don't have it.
All right,
okay.
Roddy, we'll move on.
Yeah.
Okay, in the song, The 12 Days of Christmas, what did her true love bring her on the 10th day?
10 Lords of Leaping.
Yes!
Wow!
Okay, ready? In the song, Grandma got run over by a reindeer. What had Grandma been drinking too much of?
Sip on this. She did the sip on this.
What was it that she'd been drinking too much of?
Eggnog.
Yeah, eggnog.
Oh.
Aaron's
okay.
Killing it.
In The Grinch That Stole Christmas, what was the name of the town?
Whoville.
Oh, what was the name of the little girl?
Cindy Lou Who.
When the Grinch saw the village people happy despite the fact that he tried to ruin it for him, what grew?
His heart.
Oh,
three sizes. That day.
Yeah, his heart.
That sounds like a good
movie. My heart just
That's
grew.
That's my favorite Christmas movie.
Like, just there. All right. Who is the author of 'Twas the Night Before Christmas?
Denise Brennan Nelson.
No, it's
book number 20.
Clement Moore.
Oh.
Clement Seymour.
Are you going to read that
I had to look
story?
That one up. Well, if you want to play one more little game, you guys want to play another game, or do we want to hear another song?
I like games.
Yeah, I like games.
All right, we'll go through. Now, what we're going to do is I'm going to read 'Twas the Night Before Christmas, and I'm going to point to each one of you, and you are to finish the sentence.
Oh,
now,
make sure you get Olivia
one.
Here, because she loves this.
I know, Olivia's
loves
hiding.
Games.
I know, Olivia's hiding behind me.
All right.
Come on.
Here we go.
Let's see what you learned at college.
All right. Okay. I've got the book here right in front of me, and the first page is torn out. Okay. That's okay. I know this by heart. Here we go. 'Twas the night before Christmas when all through the
town,
not a creature was stirring, not even a
mouse.
The stockings were hung by the chimney with
it was house.
Wait,
it was house.
Yeah, I was just saying, why'd you go in?
Wait, can we just say
you clearly were reading the story. She said
no,
town.
I know, but I'm just going to, I mean, oh. People listening are going to know she
oh,
was,
God,
she messed
know.
Up.
Oh,
everyone knows you messed up.
Yeah.
Rachel, in case you were wondering, this is kind of like the Miss Universe pageant. No, they were showing the bloopers, like when they were asking him questions, and not in this pageant.
Like the worst moments of
yeah, the
all
worst
beauty
moments
pageants.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That was entertaining.
I think the worst moment just happened when
it
they
did,
crowned
yeah.
the wrong.
That was awesome.
That was hilarious.
That was terrible. I feel bad for what's his name.
Do
you want to keep doing this?
Sure. Oh, we're having so much fun.
Yeah. I forgot where I'm at, but we'll keep going.
Yeah, go
who
ahead.
Was I at? Okay. The children were nestled all snug in their
beds
while visions of sugar plums danced in their
heads.
And Mama in her kerchief and I in my
cab
had just settled our brains for a long winter's
nap.
When out on the lawn there arose such a
sight.
Go ahead.
What?
There arose such a
clutter.
Clutter.
Clatter.
What?
Clatter.
That was close.
That's close.
I sprang from my bed to see what was the
matter.
I sprang from my oh wait, I said that far. Away to the window, I flew like a
hawk.
Like a what?
I was gonna say bird.
Did you say pock?
I was gonna say I said hawk.
You said
oh,
hawk.
I heard pock. I heard pock too. I think you
away
got your
to the window. Let's keep going because this is funny. Away to the window, I flew like a
Hawk?
No.
What was it?
Flash.
Flash.
Tore open the shutters and threw up the... What rhymes with flash? And threw
There's
up
no
the...
There's no cheating.
The sash. The moon on the breast of the new falling snow gave a luster of midday to objects...
Below.
Woo! Ooh, when what to my wondering eyes did appear but a miniature sleigh and eight tiny...
Reindeer.
Oh, good. Wow. I was hoping you weren't going to say mice. With a little old driver so lively and quick, I knew in a moment it must be...
Saint Nick.
More rapid than eagles, his coursers, they came, and he whistled and shouted and called them by name. Now, Dasher, now... Dancer, now... Prancer and Vixen on... Comet and Cupid on Donner and Blitzen. To the top of the porch, to the top of the wall. Now dash away, dash away, dash away.
Oh.
Real, we better not finish this whole
Thank you, Reverend Denise, for this. Well. It sounds like we're in church here. Yelling, amen. Amen, Denise.
My dad used to read that to us on Christmas Eve, so I have a fondness for that. But we won't make our listeners hear the rest of that. Okay, we need a song. We really need a song. Come on, you two.
I think John Paul should do another one.
All right, John Paul.
Come on.
Bridger's your turn.
We'll sing along. Maybe we could do like a jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell.
John Paul, do you even know that song?
No. Olivia just said to John Paul, do you even know that song?
Or Silent Night, hey.
That is my favorite Christmas song.
Christmas Carol's not for me.
Okay. Well, you could sing that one by yourself, Rocky.
Yeah, go ahead.
I could do a cappella.
Absolutely.
No.
Let's hear it.
No, I'll do Renegade.
Okay.
Renegade.
Okay.
Okay.
Y'all ready for this?
Purposely.
Sorry, I thought they were doing me as
that. Oh, okay. Sorry.
That's okay. Go ahead and mute us.
Okay.
Ready?
Okay. Run away with me. Lost souls in revelry. Running wild and running free. Two kids, you and me. Have no fear. Come close, the end is near. Spielbergs and Kubricks. It's our time to make a move. It's our time to make amends. It's our time to break the rules. So let's begin. I say hey, hey, living like we're ready.
This is actually the first time that you've played that song for her, right?
Yeah.
Because you normally do that with your
band. Yeah.
Priced in the car today.
Yeah. That's really good.
Now, we should explain that. So John Paul has a keyboard here and is playing that. That's amazing. And you've never played that for Rocky?
Well, no. I played it for myself, but yeah. She does it a little bit differently than I do it, so I just kind of had to relearn it.
Wow. That's
amazing.
This
morning in the car.
Yeah.
Are you self-taught, or have you taken...
No, I take lessons.
You do? Okay.
Yeah,
he's
Becky,
mostly self-taught, though. He
she kind of, like, she teaches me how to teach myself, kind of. Like, she just kind of, like, coaches me along with it. It's wow. Becky Schaffgun and Hadley teach me piano.
How long have you been taking piano lessons?
About 3 years now, 2.5 to 3 years.
Do you like it?
I love it.
Do you play the guitar as well?
No. I took guitar when I was really little, and I was not good at it, and I stopped playing guitar.
But you sing great. You both sing beautiful.
Thank you.
Hey, Olivia, do you ever sing backup for them?
Absolutely.
Oh, absolutely.
Don't let her fool you.
She's actually the real voice in this family, but... You guys have to come over when she's in the shower.
Yeah, she didn't want to.
She's a closet singer. Is that what you're telling us?
Yeah,
well, she's
do
got
you want to try Adele, though, today?
I don't want to embarrass anyone. Really good.
So. She doesn't want to show us up. I appreciate it.
Wow, that's great.
We'll be out of jobs. So.
Well, we do have a lot of talent in here. And, you know, we called this show, Jackie, our Christmas college career kind of day. And we have all this young...
Yeah,
blood
can I
here.
Ask a couple questions, though? Because I know we do have a lot of talent in here. I know we have a couple of basketball players, college basketball players in here, right?
Yes, we do.
I know we have Rachel and who else?
Tess.
Yep. So, because I can't imagine playing sports in college. I mean, that has to be brutal as far as the pressure and it's. Does high school basketball prepare you for that, do you think, or no?
Yeah,
or is it completely different?
No, I think it's pretty similar because I'm used to having like 2 to 3 hour practices every day, so you learn to time manage.
You do?
So, yeah, I haven't gotten overwhelmed or stressed or anything.
What about the pressure, though? Yeah. Is it different in college?
They expect more out of you.
Right.
I mean, the level of play goes up and it's faster.
Right.
But, I mean, the only difference, I think, would be like the speed and the physicality to it. But, I mean, it's not that different, I guess. It's just... The pressure, I think we're so used to it because we've been playing so long that
now,
it really isn't then.
Now, did you guys have to try out for the teams? How does that work? Or were you
they
scouted?
Recruited.
Yeah, you were?
Yeah.
They recruit you.
Yeah.
Wow, really?
Mm-hmm.
That's really cool.
It is cool. And do you still, because I've heard a lot of people say about college sports that it's somewhat of a job.
Yes.
You're getting paid.
It's a job. We're getting paid to go to school.
You're getting paid to go to school.
Yeah.
And to show up for practice and... You know, your friends, they get 3 weeks off for Christmas vacation, and you, the two of you get how much?
6 days.
6 days.
Oh, really?
They have to go back to, Aaron and Allie are like smirking.
Yeah.
But is it, let me ask you this, of all of you, including Olivia, is college what you expected? Now, three of you are freshmen. One of you is a sophomore, and then Olivia is a senior. So... What has the college experience been like? Who wants to speak up? Tell me how different it was than what you expected.
Workload.
Yeah, it's a lot more, like school is a lot harder and there's like a lot more studying involved.
How many hours a week or how many hours a day on average do you study?
2 to 3.
Yeah.
Every day?
Yeah, I agree.
Wow.
That's the nursing school majors talking.
Lives in hospital.
That's true.
Wow. So what about the food? Mm-hmm. On a scale from 1 to 10.
God. Not like home-cooked meals.
No.
It's really, the food isn't bad. It's just super repetitive. And
right.
you just
yeah.
get really sick of it really fast. And I mean, I'm just ready for my mom to cook me meals.
says the one that... thought she couldn't wait to leave home.
Trust me, I want to go back.
I think that's probably true of all of them. I know Olivia could not wait to get out of the house and go away and never see me again.
And then you go away, and it does put things in perspective, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What did you miss the most?
My dog.
Oh, says my daughter.
Sorry, Mom.
Not my
breakfast
every card?
Day.
Didn't you see the cue card Denise was holding up? Mom, you missed Mom the most.
Right.
No.
Her dog, yeah.
My dog.
I would agree with that. What about you, Allie? What did you miss the most?
Besides the food, probably just being like my bed and like my room and everything. Because, I don't know, like not being in like a dorm hall or whatever, just being home, I guess.
Yeah, I don't – the college accommodations – I don't know how you get used to that.
Not wearing flip flops in the shower.
Yes,
that's what I miss.
I can't believe you have computer. Community bathrooms.
Ugh.
Yeah. Not walking down the hall to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
I
can't believe it. Carrying everything in your little bag.
Your little shower caddy. I miss my mom doing my laundry.
Oh.
Yeah, doing my own laundry.
Mean you don't bring yours home every time?
Sometimes
I do.
I try to make it easier because I do laundry every 3 weeks. So.
Now, just two of you, your parents are empty nesters. How is that working out?
They probably like it.
I know mine miss me like crazy.
Really, Rachel?
I come home just about every weekend.
Yeah, she comes home just for one night, but she's not that far away. But yeah, the rest of you still have siblings. Do your siblings miss you?
Oh, I know my brother misses me.
Really?
For sure.
Jean-Paul, not a chance. Do you miss your...
Well, answer wisely.
Answer wisely. Christmas is coming up, Jean-Paul.
Yeah.
Although that's I don't think I'm not getting for me.
I mean, there's a lot more room in the house now. There's much more space for my things. So I don't know. But okay, yeah, you're pretty cool. You're all
right.
You're all right. Wow, Jean-Paul.
Yeah, but you know what? That's typical. Yeah. And then you grow up and you really, you know, you appreciate it. But your kids get along well.
Yeah. For the most part.
Yeah. Well, sure. I mean, you have siblings, and that, you know, so let's get along. Now, let's just switch gears here for a minute. I just did not finish that sentence, and I know my husband, if he's listening, hopefully he's not, he's at his Christmas party, he's like, finish your sentence. but let's switch gears here for just a minute and talk about Christmas. What'd you ask for? Come on. Come on down at that end of the table. What are you asking for Christmas?
What did you ask for, Liv?
Besides world peace.
Money.
Money? Okay.
Money.
What about you, Rocky?
I wanted Sirius radio in my car. Thumbs up.
Oh, that's a good thing to ask for. What about you, JP?
I just have some more, like, equipment for my keyboards, case, and another stand and stuff.
Oh. Okay, keep going. Tess?
Picky with my clothes, so I just ask for gift cards.
Erin?
Yeah, I just ask for, like, money and clothes.
Okay. Allie?
The same money. I'm a broke college student. I need some.
A broke college student.
I'm
listen
kidding.
Rachel, what'd you ask for?
The same. Money and clothes.
Okay. Now, let me ask you one more question. Then I'm going to let Jackie take over here. Raise your hand if you've been naughty. Raise your hand if you've been nice.
That's funny.
Yeah, come on. Have they, Jackie? Have your kids been naughty or nice?
Oh, nice.
And they've all, yeah. What did you ask for Christmas, Jackie?
You know what? John and I, we go through this every year, and it's always like we don't want exchange. We don't, I mean, you know, what? We don't need, I mean, we do need things, but we really don't need things, you know. But I was looking up a text from Olivia. She's going to get mad.
Is that why you have your back to her?
Yeah. Because I sent her a text to when I was trying to figure out gift cards. And I said, do you shop at Kohl's? And she said, no, LOL. I said, well, where do you shop? Now, this is my college student, okay? And she writes, Gucci, Louis Vuitton, Bloomingdale's. And I was like, no, seriously, where do you shop?
And she sent back Gucci. My tastes are simple. I like the best. I like the best.
You just have to give me one thing from one of those stores.
See, she doesn't want a lot of cheap things. She just wants one really nice thing.
Well, I'm getting gift cards. I don't think a $20 gift card will go that far.
That'll buy one of the threads in a Louis Vuitton bag. Well, I think we're ready for another song. We have talent here, and I'm not going to waste it. So, come on.
That means Denise doesn't have anything prepared.
you know me. I've got a list of questions a mile long here.
I know.
Come on. What are you going to sing?
I'll sing Drops of Jupiter by Train.
Oh, great. Yes.
She's back in the atmosphere with drops of Jupiter in her hair.
acts like summer and walks like a rain. Reminds me that there's a time to change. Hey. Since her return from her stay on the moon, she listens like spring and she talks like June. But tell me, did you sail across the sun? Did you make it to the Milky Way to see the lights all faded? That heaven is overrated. But tell me, did you fall for a shooting star? One without a permanent scar. And did you miss me while you were looking for yourself out there? She's back from a soul vacation, tracing her way through the constellation. She checks out Mozart while she does typo. Reminds me that there's room to grow. She's back in the atmosphere. I'm afraid that she might think of me as a plain old Jane told the story about a man who was too afraid to fly, so he never did land. But tell me, did the wind sweep you off your feet? Did you finally get a chance to dance along the light of day and head back towards the Milky Way? But tell me, did Venus blow your mind? Was it everything you wanted to find? And did you miss me while you were looking for yourself out there? Can you imagine our love party, fried chicken, your best friend always sticking up for you? Even when I know you're wrong, can you imagine no first dance, freeze-dried romance, 5-hour phone conversation, the best soy latte that you ever had, and me? But tell me, did the wind sweep you off your feet? Did you finally get a chance to dance along the light of day and head back towards the Milky Way? But tell me, did you sail across the sun? Did you make it to the Milky Way to see the lights all faded and that heaven is overrated? But tell me, did you fall for a shooting star? One without a permanent scar. And did you miss me while you were looking for yourself? Nah, 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 nah. Tell me, did you sail across the sun? Did you make it to the Milky Way to see the lights all faded and that heaven is overrated? But tell me, did you fall for a shooting star? One without a permanent scar. And did you miss me while you were looking for yourself out there?
Wow.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow, John Paul.
Beautiful.
Wait.
What are the cowbells for?
Oh, you don't want me to answer that.
You're right, I don't.
One for you and one for me.
I thought I had to answer to this. That was excellent, John Paul.
Don't we have... Yeah.
Yeah. Listen, okay, January 15th, but John Paul is going to open up a show, Rocky's also performing in the show, and there's a whole list of people.
Is she performing or is she the headliner?
I don't know.
I think she is
the headliner, but I'm not honestly sure. So
I texted Rebecca, our CEO, and I said, make sure you put January 15th on your calendar.
Detroit Pump.
Rocky has, and you know what she texts me back? What? She goes, I know, I already put it on my calendar.
Oh, really?
She had seen it on Facebook. I'm like, yes.
But here's the other part of that. Tom Stewart, it's his label that's putting on the show, right?
I mean, it's his company.
It's his company, just from the flyer. I saw it on the flyer. And his son is Redd, R-E-D-D. He's a hip-hop artist. Phenomenal hip hop artist. And now, is Redd performing?
No, he's not performing. It's the girl who's playing right before me. Her name's Caitlin. She's one of his artists.
Oh, that's signed to his label?
That's, I don't know if it's a label of his. I think it's just a management company, but I'm not like 100% sure. I'm pretty sure. It's
well, we're going to find out for sure what it is because Tom and Redd are going to be on our show, the Nooner Show, on the. It's the last Wednesday of January.
I'm pretty sure it's Redd's birthday.
Yeah, it is Redd's birthday.
On the date they're on the show?
Yes, on the show.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Are you going to jump out of a cake?
And scare the crap out of them? No. No. What I thought we would do, though, is I thought we could write a hip-hop birthday tune, and you could rap it for him.
Oh.
Because you like singing.
You would let me do that?
Yeah. I want to make you. I want to watch you make a fool out of yourself in front of this team of people.
Well, it's on my calendar.
Yeah, January 15th at Detroit Pub. So that's
both of them will be there. Yeah. Olivia, will you be there?
When is it?
Singing Adele.
Says the middle child. I love you, Olivia. You know, I have to give a shout out to Jackie. I was thinking we should maybe do a best fan award. And I know Stone would be in the top five. Would you agree with that?
Yes.
Okay. You're looking at me like,
best fan?
I'm going to give a shout out to the one I would probably vote for. Her name is Sue. She's one of my best friends, and she has listened to, I think, every show we've had.
Yep, and she always likes our stuff and
she comments. And
how come we don't hear her?
She listens to them live. She doesn't go to SoundCloud and listen to them. She listens to them at noon.
Wow.
I know. So I just want to give a shout out to my buddy, Sue. We should invite her to be on the show. Actually, that'd be fun. We should have her to talk about our best moments.
Oh, there you go.
Or our worst moments. There's probably more of them.
We don't need anyone talking about that.
That's true. We talk about that enough. So,
right.
Well, I would like to go back to our wonderful guest here and talk a little bit more about your careers. And I'm going to ask you a couple thought-provoking questions just to wake your butts back up. So you're, like I said, we've got, a second-year college. We have some freshmen here. I want you to imagine 5 years from now, and I want you to think about where you're going to be or where you want to be.
Well, some of them would still be in college.
They probably all still want to be in college. It's a lot easier to be in college.
It takes 5 years to finish college.
Let's do 10 years. Let's
okay. God,
10 years.
I just didn't want to scare them and say
some might still be in college.
Are you having flashbacks, Jackie?
I think it took 9 years.
Okay. Well, maybe you're still in college, but what else do you see?
10 years. Well, I want to be graduated from nurse practitioner school, and I want to live in South Carolina.
Oh. Why South Carolina?
Because it's warm. I don't like snow.
Yeah.
There's
you
no snow here.
Never.
Well, yeah, it's fine right now. It's like 60 degrees right now.
Okay. So you want to be in South Carolina. Where do you see yourself, Erin?
I would say the same thing, really.
You're going to live with it, Allie,
aren't
you?
She wants to be with her. Me and Allie are actually opening up our own doctor's office. So.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's good to know because I'm going to be really old by then, and I'm going to need a couple of good nurse practitioners.
We'll send you to a good nursing home.
Wow.
I'm kidding.
It's okay. We were all thinking the same thing. Yeah, Rachel.
She's kidding because you're her ride home. That's what
I thought she was going to say to a good nursing, in the home, just out of the blue. Okay, Tess, what do you see?
Obviously graduated college, but I really want to be traveling. I want to travel the world.
Oh, yeah. What's like the top few places you want to travel to?
Ireland, Italy. Mm. I really want to go to Australia too.
Oh, gosh, those are all on my list. Can I go with you?
Yeah. You're going to be in a home. You won't be able to travel. But they'll visit.
Yeah. What about you, Rach?
I don't know. Graduated. I don't know what I want to do.
Have 60 dogs.
Yeah, have some beagles.
Some beagles. Aww.
Married. Mm-hmm. 10 years. That's a long time. Yeah.
Married.
Yeah.
Do you, okay, JP, where do you see yourself in 10 years?
Hopefully preparing for the Super Bowl halftime show.
Oh,
I love it.
That's
love
a good
it.
Goal.
There you go.
Oh, I love it. We should make him write that down right now.
Right now, Jim
Paul. All right, Rocky, where do you see yourself in 10 years?
Because
I know where I see you.
Touring and doing all that stuff, I guess. Watching John Paul for the halftime show. Maybe I'll sit in with him. I don't know.
And poor Olivia. Last but not least, my mama liked to say, where do you see yourself in 10 years, Olivia?
Just getting out of grad school, probably working my way up in the hospital to CEO.
There you go.
Oh, hey, these two can work for you.
We'll work in the same hospital.
You know, I know that you're also busy studying and singing and touring and doing all of that, that you probably don't even realize this, but our favorite part of this show is a segment we called What's the Wish? We call What's the Wish, What's the Way, What's in the Way? And it's where we showcase people that have taken an idea, a dream, a goal, you know, what we're talking about. And despite setbacks, they achieve it. And, you know, I guess we just kind of hope that all the things you just said, the wishes and the dreams and the goals that you have, the aspirations that all of you have, you realize, as we've learned to realize, that it takes a lot of hard work
right.
and determination, and that what you may think is a setback at the time usually becomes your comeback or the thing that makes you, you know, that pushes you forward.
Right.
So all those obstacles and hurdles that you think, oh, I don't want that to be there. Embrace it and move it out of your way and keep moving forward.
There's a reason for them.
Yep.
Yeah.
So what's your wish?
My wish?
Yeah. My wish for you.
Is not it? To choke you.
Do you know that song? Oh, okay.
It was probably at Disney, Jim Paul, don't worry about it. Or the Partridge.
I just got that. Not to choke. You don't want to choke me.
No, I don't. I love you, Denise.
I know. I love you, too.
Because you are brilliant.
Yes, and you are as well. So I think
one of my wishes that happened. That we're doing this together. I mean, for 20-some years, we've been talking about, well, we've tried different things together.
Yeah, yes, so, we have. Yeah.
And this has lasted more than a week. Right. So this is pretty good. My wish came true.
Yes. Well, and you know, if it weren't for you, I wouldn't be here. Because when you called me up and said, hey, do you want to do a radio show? I'm like, what? Sure. Thinking you were just kidding. But you weren't.
No.
And I'm here and I'm glad to be. And it's been so much fun. And I've met so many amazing people because of you. And
thank
I am so glad to be your co-host. So we need another song.
Oh, my goodness.
We do. Come on. Can you, the two of you, sing something together. Or sing Silent Night for us, Rocky.
I don't really know.
Just do one verse. Paul is the brother.
Wait, can't you just, like, don't you know any?
Christmas music.
Chords
of? This is not for me.
We could sing Jingle Bells. Did I already bring that up?
Yeah. Go ahead, please. Let's get it started.
Take it away.
How about we all sing We Wish You a Merry Christmas?
There you
and,
go.
Well, should we go out with that or do that right now? Let's do it. Our listeners are begging for us to sing.
They're waiting for you right now.
I think our listeners are probably going to go out with that. I think once we start singing, they will mute us.
Maybe
if
we
Jessica
should ask
doesn't.
Our CEO.
What?
Let's see.
Oh, let's talk about the sip on this week. Did you get the memo from the CEO?
No. Did we get a memo from our CEO?
Yes, we did. We got a memo, and it said we have minors in the house, so there is no sip on this. Please bring juice boxes. So I brought some juice boxes. Did everyone see those out there? Yeah. The little hugs or whatever
they're
were.
So cute, yeah.
Okay, well, those are for you girls.
Yeah, we do have a sip on this segment. We try to come up with a cool drink that fits our guests, so apparently Jackie took care of it this week.
Well, the CEO.
It's a good thing because I didn't bring anything.
She sends a memo. And
thank you, CEO Backabooey. All right, are we going to sing? Are we going to sing? Or,
I think John Paul's kicking down.
It's your call.
What?
So what's everybody doing for Christmas?
Eating. Family.
Absolutely. Yeah. Amen. Eating
for sure. What's your favorite part of Christmas? Is it the food?
Yeah, ravioli. Yeah.
Ravioli. Yeah, who said that?
Grandma makes ravioli, and it's superb.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that sounds yummy. You're a good cook.
Well, I'm not the one that makes the ravioli, though. My mom, she's phenomenal. She's the good cook.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, oh yeah.
Send some ravioli our way, would you?
Sure. I'll bring one in my bag. Next
just one.
There will only be one left.
Yeah, I believe that.
So I know you want to sing, but I don't know that everybody else is that all keen right. on it. So what about your presents? Are you wrapped and
I'm
ready
all
to
wrapped.
Go?
We have a ritual at our house. We take like a few days before Christmas, Bob and I take, you know, get all the presents out. We go in the basement, even when the kids were younger, well, after they stopped believing in Santa Claus. And
wait,
we just
what?
Make. Wait, what? Oh, sorry.
I'm in the room here.
Well, I didn't say he wasn't real. They just stopped believing in him.
He's always going to be real to you.
Yeah, that's true. Because when
and
you
so
stop believing
do?
In Santa Claus, what do you get, Jackie?
Underwear. Cool.
Thank you.
Oh.
I told right. you this a couple weeks ago. When you stop believing in Santa Claus, you get?
Underwear.
Oh. Yeah. You don't get that fancy, dancy music
like
stuff. You get underwear.
Fine.
Not from Victoria's Secret.
$75.
We're talking old underwear. Granny underwear, not thongs.
Okay, so what do? You pull all the presents out?
And we spend a couple of hours and we do them together and Bob puts silly little notes on the packages and we make a little night of it, if you will.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it's fun. And that way, I mean, I typically do most of the shopping, so it gives them a chance to see what we're giving them before they open them. Yeah. Oh, there
well,
we go.
Jen and I take a Friday every year, and we go shopping together. We spend the whole day together. He takes the day off of work. And we did that a couple weeks ago.
And you're still married?
Wait. It's supposed to be a fun, shopping, relaxing day. And the whole time, he's standing next to me. All right, are we done? Are we ready to go now? Are we done now? Are we ready to go? I'm like, oh, my God, we're shopping. We're spending time together.
When we're opening gifts, he will look over our shoulder. He goes, oh, that's nice.
Yeah, that's cool.
Wow. He's like, what did I get you? What did I get you?
Well, that's why we wrap together, so Bob has some idea and, you know, feels a part of it. Bob, probably a lot, yeah, he does the same thing. He starts to, like, shake and twitch and quiver when we're in a store, unless it's a store like, you know, Dick's or, Dunham's Sporting
right.
Goods.
Right.
He's okay with that. But other than that, he starts to sweat and hives. And it's like, I don't get
allergic
it.
Allergic reaction.
Yeah. Are your dads like that?
Oh, yeah,
my dad cannot
sure.
shop.
Really?
Yeah. Super antsy.
Really? Your dad either, Tess?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. I can see your dad.
You know what, though? I started thinking about it. Thank God John doesn't do all the Christmas shopping.
Can you imagine, you guys, what you would get?
Yeah. Can you imagine if your dads were out there?
God,
I'd get a Cabela's gift card.
Those ugly sweaters. You know?
Well, I actually, every year I say to myself, I'm going to have my kids give their list to him and let him go out and do it and see how hard it is.
No, nope. That's funny.
No,
not going to happen. Nope.
Okay, let's raise of hands. Who thinks your dad should go out and do Christmas shopping?
Wow.
Oh, John Paul raised his hand.
Really?
That's because the sports stuff down and the guy stuff.
Right. Right.
Yeah. Our CEO is probably freaking out right now at that statement. Oh, I love it. All right. Well,
I think we're ready to wrap up. Let these college kids go home and go back to bed.
I know.
Absolutely.
They've been troopers sitting here letting us babble and sing. And, of course, well, I didn't really sing, did I?
Not enough. There's definitely time left.
Why don't you go ahead and play Adele and let Denise?
Absolutely.
Too, you know, let's go ahead, Denise.
Yeah, let's.
Go ahead. Ready?
I only want to sing it for. Hello. I was wondering. So on the way down here, I don't like the music real loud in my car. But I had four.
But it was my car.
Yeah, it was Rachel's car. And we had the music. Well, they won't agree to this, but it was cranked as far as I was concerned. My ears are still ringing. And they were singing at the top of their lungs every song I know.
We killed it, though.
You did.
I'm just curious. What song were you singing?
Adele, Justin Bieber.
Justin Bieber, 100%.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, what song was that of Justin Bieber's that you were singing?
Love Yourself.
No, and there's Christmas music too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That Christmas. I do like that Love Yourself song. Mm-hmm. Do you love yourself?
I love you more. Is that the right answer?
Oh,
No, I just thought because you were in the car, I was worried about what
they were. No, it was their playlist.
Oh, it was their playlist.
Oh, my playlist has I Think I Love You.
Yeah. Partridge? What is it? Who is that?
No, I have Brian Schramm on mine. And he's there you go.
Yeah. Oh, there, yeah, right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Okay. All right, I do think we are.
It's time for our fortune cookie segment.
Yes.
And you explain what we do because these girls don't
know. Well, we toss the cookies. I know you guys have done that before in college, probably. I know Olivia's tossed the cookies once or twice.
Yeah, what's the partying scene like at your colleges, by the way?
Because Denise wants to go.
That's the high one. You tell me.
Nobody wants to answer this one.
Wait. Michigan State stepping up.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to do Tasha.
I think Olivia might have a few stories for us.
Oh, yeah.
She's the senior here.
She's going to keep it looking. She's going to keep it quiet.
That's good.
That's a good idea. So we toss the cookies, and whichever way the little prongs are facing you means that fortune was meant for you. And we're not going to do our usual way of reading the cookies.
Here we go. That one's mine. I'm going to toss these to you.
This one is yours, Olivia.
That one's yours, Jessica.
Rocky, that's yours.
Oh. That's all right. If that was close, here you go, Tess.
Thank you.
Okay.
This one is serious.
Yeah, this is very serious.
We're going to do Allie, and Rachel has hers. So we'll start with Rachel. What's your fortune say, Rach?
Recognize and deal with reality, no matter how unpleasant it may be.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's deep.
Yeah, no kidding, especially for the holidays. I'd put that back and get it.
Can I do that? All right. Allie, what's yours?
Do not compare yourself with others. You will be happier.
Oh,
wow.
These are deep.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Erin.
Meeting adversity well is the source of your strength.
Mm.
Tess?
Prosperity will be yours.
Wow.
Hmm. I'm missing our normal ending, but that's okay. Oh. I think we should end it with Santa's sleigh.
In Santa's sleigh.
Yeah, Jessica, go ahead. You're up.
Was that hands that touch this fortune shall stay young and strong.
Wow.
In Santa's sleigh.
I'll
give you $5 for that one.
Bye.
Go ahead, Jeff Huff.
Where do you come from means ni shi ni guo ren.
I think you read the wrong
side. You read the wrong side.
No, I got it.
Okay.
Recognize and deal with reality no matter how unpleasant it may be.
Oh. Hey, we got the same one.
Hey, wait, I have that one as well.
It's our very original.
Interesting.
Are we all not dealing with reality? Hello.
Go ahead, Rocky.
You have been yearning for perfection.
Wow.
Oh.
Fortune truly helps those who are of good judgment.
Wow.
Mm.
Okay. Today will be pleasant. Your life will be progress. Oh, prosperous.
Read that again.
Your life will be prosperous.
Yeah, but the first part.
Today will be pleasant.
Was it?
Yes, it was.
So far,
actually,
it's only
was.
One.
So
it
far,
was.
So good. Right.
It was
it's
a lot of fun today.
True. It was a lot of fun. So we wish you a Merry Christmas. And,
yes.
Well, we'll be here next week before New Year.
That's right.
All right.
Oh, we're going to work on vision boards next year, right?
We're going to do vision board. Do you guys, do any of you do vision boards?
I have one.
Oh, great.
I watched
them. Both of these guys have really good ones. Rocky and Olivia have really
they
good
do?
Vision
That's
boards.
That's awesome.
Yep.
All right. Well,
what's
we'll have
a
to,
vision board?
I'll let you explain it.
No, you're better at it.
Well, you just, and you can do it on anything, but you just get a poster board or just a piece of paper, and you just put things on it that you want to happen. So you envision. And some people go through magazines and tear out things that attract them. It might be words. It could be sayings. It could be, but just things that kind of, envision. It's,
right.
It's what
like
you.
It's like a goal list. Like, you know what I mean? Like I, for me, like I put mine, like I found pictures that represented like each one of my like main goals and like put them up there. And then like I put pictures of, you know, myself, like, you know, kind of cropped them into like things, you know, so like, you know. The girl with a nice body, put my face right there.
I mean, like
lots of money, put my face on the dollar bill.
What kind of categories do you have?
I have a lot. I have like career goals. I have like personal like fitness goals. I have
I don't know, like emotional goals, I guess, like how I would want to be as a human being. And like I have volunteer goals and things like that. So I have like lots of different categories, just like whatever you see for yourself, like how you envision yourself to be and whatever. About
that's,
and
yes.
The more you look at it, you know, they say that it becomes.
Well, Olivia just did one actually, what, like about a month ago.
Yeah.
What made you do it at that time?
I actually heard that if you, like, see what you want every single day, that it'll, like, help you get to where you want to be.
That's the key, they right. say, is that you need to see it. So some people put it on their, it's their screen.
Oh, I like that.
Or they put it on their bathroom mirror. It's just the more you envision it, the more you put it out there, the more likely it is to happen. And there's been a lot of, I mean, there's been studies and,
right.
and there's been a lot of proof that it really does work. So
Where do you keep yours?
It's right at my desk that I study at, so, like, every day I see it.
Oh, cool. So we're going to work on that next year.
We did vision boards,
right.
but we need to update ours.
Right,
because most of the things that we had on there have
did
already
not come
true.
We're not rich and famous like
we
you
wanted to
bastard.
Have our kids and their friends, and
we
look
did.
What we've got.
And we did.
Look what we've
yes,
got. That
great
was,
show.
Yeah, it was.
Thank you guys so much.
Yep.
I mean, and we know it's your college break. And
yeah, enjoy.
And your
high school break.
Your breaks, and we appreciate you guys coming and spending lunchtime with
taking
us.
Taking the time, and I think that they all get to go out to eat after this, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yep. They're going to make us take them out to lunch. We're going to have a great time. Yeah, enjoy your breaks
right.
and
yes.
keep working towards those goals.
And be safe when you're out at your holiday parties.
Yep, absolutely.
Like
so, it's been a great show.
It has.
And we just want to leave you with this thought. Remember, sometimes your only available transportation
is a leap of faith.
Thanks for taking a leap of faith with us. Merry
Happy
Christmas.
Hump Day.
This is a previously recorded episode.